Today's lunch with Nishas Chamluz from Shai, Moshe and Neil, Rivka Marzah, Moshe is Reis Shrom, Menachem, Ram Moshe is Bishchus, Vishleim, Achai, Moshe, Malki, and Nisim, and Sarmi, Bracha, Basar, Malka, Bishchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Beis, continuing here in Hilchas Birchus HaPeres. We are up to, a new Siv, Siv Dalet. Says the Mechabra, Shemen Zayas, if someone drinks pure Shemen Zayas, Im Shesoy, Kamay Shehi, drink it undiluted, of klal mishum dazuke mazikle, it causes you damage. Okay? So we'll see that when something is damaging, only damaging, sometimes we eat things that are good that are damaging to us also, that would not preclude you from making a bracha, but something that is being drunk for some sort of refuah, but it's really damaging, you don't make a bracha at all. So people who drink shemen zayas for when they had throat ailments, and they would generally not drink it pure. So if someone drank it pure, it's considered damaging, and you don't make a bracha at all. The Svarim do write that Bezman HaZed, the Shemen Zayas, they remove some of the impurities, and therefore it's not necessarily physically damaging. But still, most hold that you would not make a bracha on it because it's not a normal way of drinking, and it doesn't taste good. Ve'im acholay and pas, if you eat it with bread, and you don't make a bracha at all, the pas ikar. So if you dip your bread into the oil, then you certainly don't make a bracha on it because you made a bracha on the bread. Ve'im shesoy ma'orif, if you drink it when it's diluted with some other liquid, and may silka I think it's beet juice, anikra anigroin, this drink was called anigroin, she'oz ain't a mazik, then it's not mazik. It's actually good for the throat. If someone is suffering from some sort of throat ailment, havale shemen ikar. So then the shemen is the ikar. So now, once you have a mixture, the bracha we make on the mixture is the bracha that is on what is the ikar of the drink. So not necessarily that even if it's rife, as long as it's the ikar, that's how we make the bracha on it. Now, the main reason we grow olives is for oil. Since the main reason we grow olives is for oil, therefore, the oil is a bayer priyeitz when it's not in an oifen that's damaging. However, if your reason of drinking this mixture is not for refuah, you drink it. So then, habalei anigrein ikar, then the drink is the ikar. Which would be, as the Ramah says, a shahakal then. So it depends why you are drinking it. Because what's the ikar and what's the tafel depends each person differently on why they are eating it that way. Let's see the Mishavura on this. You do not mix this oil with anything else in order to weaken the strength of the oil, which then it's only damaging to the person. Even if you're drinking the oil because your throat's hurting you and you want to soothe your throat, the shemen kemayshahu ein nehenemeni. So not only is this is where he adds this point to Mishavura, it's azuke mazik, it's damaging to the person, it's unhealthy, and there's no hanah from it. In pas, if you eat it with bread, perish. Afagav the im pas ein mazik le'a shemen. Even though, let's say, you're dipping your bread in order to have the oil, and then the
if
oil is not
doing it to heal, you're doing it to heal your throat, why is there no hanah?
It's hanah is groinai when it comes to bracha has to do with hanah of taste, not the hanah, right? You take a pill, Tylenol, because you have a headache, it's also for hanah, but there's no hanah is groinai. You're not enjoying the food. That's the that's what it means that there's no hanah, right? So yes, it might be curative, but there's no hanah from a eating perspective. There's no hanah. So impas, perish, apagav impas, any mazik le shemen, even though when you eat the oil with the bread, it's not mazik. Va'adarab in the henemen, you're having a no. Ava kalpana, any mavarchal, you don't make a bracha, mishum nehavale pas ikru mif de birchas ha-pas. The birchas ha-pas, the pas is the main thing that you're eating here, and therefore the oil is niftar with the bracha on the pas. U'paitas ha-tfeilu, afilo ya shemen harbe, even if you're eating your bread with a lot of oil, nami any el tafel ha-pas, it's only a tafel. V'chol zeb, ayuchal ha-shemen ha-lapis be'as ha-pas. This that we said that the bread patters the oil is that the reason you're dipping your bread in is in the oil is the oil is serving to make the bread better. Your whole reason that you're doing this is because your throat hurts. The only reason you're taking some bread with it is because you want to take it for curative purposes. but you don't want it to be damaging to you. Now the shemen is the ikur. And in such a case, the oil would path to the bread. You wouldn't have to wash your hands and make hamaitzi. However, there's some who hold that no matter what, the pas is the ikur. So in such a case, we probably wouldn't be doing this, but in a similar type of situation where your bread with something else and the other thing is the ikur, you start running into this machloikis as to whether or not you should make a hamotzi on the bread. Can the bread be a tuffel? The case that we have that's common, that the bread could be, that we would say bread is a tuffel, is where the item you're eating is really the item you want, but it's impossible to eat it without the bread. So, which would be similar over here, and that's where we run into the shiloh. Okay, now we said that if you dilute the oil, silka, buadinim, arvayim, eza, shamashkin, any kind of liquid, so you should have the hanah of the shemen. And it's not mazik. The merakeh merape is agarin. It softens, it smooths the, and it cures the throat. Even though the item that you diluted it with is more than the shemen, unlike the case of where we had wine and sheikha where we went after the rite, because there they were both ikr. Here the oil is your ikr. So it doesn't make a difference which is the rive. We don't go after rive, or you'll go after the ikr, unless you have two ikrim in there. The other item is nifta with the bracha on the oil. If you drink enough to be mechuyev in a bracha achrayna, some say you would have to drink enough oil to the shear that you should be mechuyev in a bracha achrayna. You would have to make a but when you're doing it not to cure yourself, but you're doing it because you like the drink, then the other liquids are really the ikr. That the other liquids is the right. That even if it's not the right, this goes in. So you have to look at which one is your ikr. Was the ikr the liquid that was with it, was the ikr the oil? So if you're doing it for health reasons, the oil was definitely the ikr. If you're doing it because you enjoy the drink, generally you would say that the other one is the ikr. Shahakal, then you make a shahakal. Ken kasav Rambam sham b'chemuch b'tamidu rein yoyna. That's the Rambam, right? So to the tamidu rein yoyna. B'magen Avram tama dama voyel kamis v'reishay the birchas mei ashlokas u'bayir pri adama. B'agrom yashvoy the halchas shemasak nishirei kamashke b'chasav shahakal. So he's raising a different question over here. I diluted my oil, which is a eitz, with something that's liquid from another vegetable, beets or whatever it is, right? Now we're going to see later on that liquid that comes out of a drink would be comes out of a vegetable would be a shahako. So why over here, would be a hadama. So why over here do we say it's a shahako? We'll get more into that when we get to Simon Reishe to understand what bracha, we'll see the big machlokes between Chazanish and others. We'll get into what's the bracha on fruit juices or vegetable juices. What is the proper bracha? Generally, we make, just so we know, generally we make a shahakel, but there might be certain situations that you have to make adam or eitz, or do certain shitas like that. We'll see when we get there. Okay, sipei. So shkedem amarim, bitter almonds. So I did some research on what bitter almonds are. Bitter almond, there's two kinds of almonds. It's known as bitter almonds and sweet almonds. Now, the nice part about bitter almonds is that they're illegal for sale in the United States of America. And that is because they carry a high, I forgot the exact word, but it's a derivative of, not a derivative, it's actually cyanide is a derivative of this that's in there in these bitter almonds. If an adult eats approximately a dozen of these bitter almonds, they will generally get extremely, extremely nauseous, and they oftentimes will experience death from eating these bitter almonds. So therefore, they are illegal for sale in the United States of America. Interestingly enough, I hate to sound like a hater, but in Germany, it's a very common ingredient that's used in marzipan. So it seems that they still know how to use cyanide over there. That's what bitter almonds are. Now, bitter almonds, when they are not fully matured, their level of poison is not as great as they are when they are fully grown. If you take bitter almonds and you roast them or cook them, then it brings the level of poison down to a level that they could be edible. But being that people in the United States of America are not so smart, and they might go and eat these bitter almonds without cooking them or soaking them, and will eat them straight, they'll end up dead. It's illegal in the United States of America. But back then, they would eat bitter almonds, and but they would either eat them when they were very small, but not fully matured, which then the poison level is not so high, or they would eat them after soaking them and doing other things with them in order to remove the poison. So shkeidim amarim, these bitter almonds. Again, this is the halacha. Well, there's things that we can learn out from here. Obviously, none of us are eating these bitter almonds. At least I hope not. Shkeidim amarim, bitter almonds k'shem ketanim, when they're very small, mevarach bari priyetz. Now, normally we said that when something hasn't grown fully, we make a hadama on them. So why over here do we make an eight? So it's very simple. Since when they get bigger, they become very poisonous, that's not the reason you're growing them. What's the reason we're growing them? Is to eat them when they're small, before they're poisonous. So the ikar pri over here is the reverse of a normal tree. The ikar growth over here is for when they are very small. So then you baruch pri eitz. Gedolim, when they're large, v'leklum, you don't make any bracha on it. Azuke maske, as I told you, they have cyanide in them, they're going to kill you. The time of the mils, like shem ketanim ikachilasim hi aklipa vena mora. The main thing that you want to eat is the shell around it, and they're not bitter. Kshem gedoyle mikachilatz masha b'fnim, v'hu mar, it's very bitter. Now, v'miskana yedeya or idova acha, if you go ahead and you roast them in order to take the bitterness and the poison out, mevarach bari pri eitz, then you make a bari pri eitz. Let's see the Mishavura on this. Mevarach bari pri eitz, v'af agav v'misukim ketanam ein mevarach el shahakal. When it comes to the normal almonds that we have here, it's what we call sweet almonds, which when they're small, you only make a shahakal because that's because the common simmer reish dalad. We already touched upon this and earlier on this week that when they're not fully ripened, that's not the reason they were growing. Therefore, you only make a shahakal shani hasan the enigamar pri because the fruit is not yet completed. Nobody planted those almond trees in order to eat them before they ripen. Over here by these bitter almonds, the begodlam lo yirun klal lachila. Once they get very large, you can't eat them at all. Nati lehu shapai daitel mech mekatnusa. What's the reason you plant them? Is to eat them when they are small. So when they're small is the completion of the pear. Because once they get bigger, they're no longer a pear. You can't eat it anymore. Then miskan, if you went ahead and you roasted them and soaked them, the kivin in the shtani lamal yusuf, by roasting them, they improve. Ayideh hamituk be'or, by sweetening them through fire. Havalak shap perish en rum lechel chayin. It's like any other fruit that you can't eat raw. Nispashlu that you eat cooking them, umvarach kashem of shalom by breitz. When you cook, so you have any kind of fruit that you cannot eat raw, but you only eat it cooked, that's the way it's eaten, you still make a bari breitz, called kamasif yud base. Umvarach bari breitz, but din sharmina pear, shem chamutza my marim, other kind of pears that are very sour, very bitter, anarum lachila klau. Umiskan I bishlon shemavarach bayer priyates. You either roast them or you cook them, and you now make a bayer priyates. Eloi beemes prihu. This is a peri. Elish ein roi lachila kach lekach mahani mituk. You can't eat it that way. So the whole way that you eat these pears are to eat them in this oifen. Okay, let's quickly see. Sivav tzlof that I sent the picture the other day. It's a caper bush. Parish sloth min ilon. It's a kind of tree. Sha olon shaloi. The flowers ruim lachilon. You're able to eat it. V'yesh be'olav kamin tamar. I'm growing on them. It looks like a date. Avyonis hu apri me'atzlof. The avyonis, that is inside those pods that look like a date. If you look at the picture I posted on the WhatsApp, you'll see it. The kafrisin hen klipa shesav v'aperi. The outside, so you have three parts. You have the flower, you have the fruit that's inside these pods, and then you have the shell of these pods. The klipa sagayzim, like the peel of a nut. Ala olin vala tamarois vala kafrisim bar priadoma. So on all the leaves and on the pods and on the shell, it's a bar priadoma. Valvionis, the fruit, she ikapri, that's the main reason we grow the caper bushes bar priate. So we said this falls perfectly within the rules that we gave. The ikapri, the reason it was grown is the capers. So that you make the eights. The other edible parts of the tree, which is not the ikar reason that you grow it, you make a bar priadoma. Ala olin vatar, she ain't a chashun likar priates. They're not considered a fruit. Even the shell, those pods, are not considered ikaperi. If you did make on that shell, on that pod, a bayer priyates, you are yatsa. Ul'inyan klipas pamerantzen shetoygenem v'dvash. You would take these peels Now he says over here that pomerantzin is not pomegranates, but it's tapuzim. I think tapuzim are oranges, right, David? So the right? Yeah. So they would take the peels. Yesh deyas ben archonim levarach aleihem shahakol. So they used to go ahead and sort of fry it in honey. So if there are those who say that it's a shahakol because the peel is not the ikar fruit. Oy priya eitz upriya dama. Some who say that you make a bar priya eitz, and some you make a bar priya dama. Val kain yesh levarach aleihem shahakol. You should make a shahakol. But the evidence berach bar priya eitz and bar priya dama yatsa. Since there are those that hold that it's a ha'etz, if you or a hadama, there's three different shita. So there are some who say that this is bechalal, not the reason for the fruit, and you can't eat it the way it is. Therefore, it's a shahakal. There's others who say that this is the shmira to the protect of the fruit, and it stays on the fruit. It's different than other shells of a fruit or other things. That as the fruit ripens, it falls off. This is on the fruit the whole time. So the others say this is a chelik of the fruit, and therefore it's a bar pri eitz. Now others say it is a fruit, but it's not the ikar pri. And since it's not the ikar pri, you make a bar pri adama. So you have a three-way machlokes on what bracha you should make on it. I think they make chocolate-covered orange peels. No, don't they make the item to not care for them? But I believe they make chocolate-covered orange peels. L'chaira, that would be the... same question, really. Unless you say that the chocolate is the ikar anyway, if the chocolate's the ikar, then it would be a shahakal regardless. But if somebody would be eating that and the ikar, the reason he's eating it is the peel, that would be this very same machlekes. Okay, we will stop over here, and if it's a sham, we will continue tomorrow.